Hello, thanks for tuning in to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the leadership podcast with me, Tom Hallett. This podcast is all about providing you with insights and tips to help you on your journey towards exceptional leadership. Hello everyone, this is Tom Hallett from the Learn, Grow, Succeed Leadership Podcast. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming us wherever you're listening in from, whenever you're listening in. It's a pleasure to know that we're playing some small part in your learning journeys. Now, in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about leading your team in our weird, very weird pandemic world that we're all currently facing. Well, some of you are experiencing high levels of performance and commitment from your team like you've probably never seen before when the backs are against the wall. I know that others feel like they're in an extra, you know, that they're in the matrix and don't know whether to take the red or the blue pill. So with such a diverse spectrum of experience, where can you start and what can you do? Well, that's what we're going to explore in the bulk of the podcast. But before I do, as always, if you are new to our podcast, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on board. And for those of you that are new, there is always a transcript of these podcasts on our website at www.xlcommunications.com, and there's usually one in the description of wherever you get your podcast as well. And also on that website there's loads of other leadership content, whether it be other podcasts, webinars, white papers, blogs, you name it, it's on the website. So do head over to there and see what resources may help you in your journeys. So, let's talk about leadership in these extreme circumstances. For many of us, we're experiencing our first taste of being a virtual leader. And I don't know about you, but it's not as easy as it's made out to be, really, is it? I'm pretty sure you'll think the same. Recently, we've run several taster sessions on managing a virtual team that have been way oversubscribed. We wanted to run one session and we ended up running four. So it shows the desire, the demand out there for improving our virtual team management skills. But just quickly on that note, if you are interested in attending one of these open taster sessions, then do give me a shout out at tom.hallett@xlcommunications.com, or go onto our website and there's our contact details there and we can sign you up for the next ones that we're running. So many leaders we work with are putting both the business and the welfare of their people as equal priorities. Which is logical, I know, but not everyone considers this as a fundamental piece to their decision-making process. Many organisations aren't even moving back into their offices until 2021. And that isn't just Google or Facebook who have come out with it openly. There are many more traditional companies, media companies, who have also said they're not going to reopen properly this year. And a recent Harvard Business Review post outlined a three-phase business approach, which logically can also be mapped over to how you lead your people. And I just thought what I'll do is I'll talk you through how by sharing phase one. So, shock and react phase. Do what is needed and what is right. So that's phase one. And as I record this, we have now surpassed well over 100 days in lockdown. So the initial shock phase is over. The vast majority of companies have navigated this well. When you consider the speed and restrictions placed on all of us, from being instructed to work from home where possible to 2 meter rules. Then our children were sent home from school, with their daytime care and schooling being placed completely on our doorstep. I mean, not entirely, I know, though I'm sure you get what I'm referring to here. I know I have two small boys, and trying to have two full-time working parents and two children at home has been quite a juggle. For many of us, this has started true, authentic communications with our team too, using video rather than just written communication, establishing whatever the new office hours are going to be, or indeed not having office hours and just going with the flow. A lot of us have built in regular coffee time with our colleagues and our teams, and providing direct access to, you know, the leadership establishment within businesses where there maybe used to be a lot more barriers. Organisations are having to be flexible with all these things, including working hours, as mums and dads try to share parenting duties together around their work commitments. This works both ways, with many employees working into the night to ensure they do their bit to keep things moving. And flexibility was key here, and continues to be so as we move through the various phases as we recover from this global pandemic. Now, it's fair to say the vast majority of us are in phase two and likely to remain there for the next few months at least. And phase two is preparing for the reset and restart phase. As the stay-at-home message in the UK moved to stay alert, and I'm not going to play politics and get into the debate about the clarity of communication on that one, employees were encouraged to move back to work. There were caveats with this around public transport and safety, of course, but many companies are now starting to reopen or introduce some normal, in inverted commas, ways of working. The truth here is that all managers need to ensure the continued safety of both their employees and the financial health of businesses. And navigating all of this while handling how people have changed, which they no doubt have. And let me explain that in a little bit more detail. Many employees have been working from home and are super keen to get back to the office. And others, not so. Over 100 days, people have experienced new realizations about what they want to do and don't want in life, and they will have developed their own new norm. And let's not forget that you, their manager, might have had the same experiences too. If I look at my team, for example, I know there are some people absolutely desperate to go back into the office, and indeed are spending the odd day back there now. I have other members of the team who look at me with fear and intrepidation when I suggest that at some point they may want to move back to their offices just outside London. So reset and restart must start with a conversation with your team individually and collectively, checking in where everybody is, where everybody's at is critical. This must include your furloughed employees too. You have to prioritise those one-to-one conversations to find out what it is people want, what they feel safe doing. Whether you and your team are in the office or working from home, we are most definitely in the reset phase. Honesty and transparency as a leader are critical here if your business has been battered by the pandemic. You must communicate where you are. Open, honest communication will go a long way to building more trust and credibility with your employees. Conveying that the world is changing and that your company will be resetting versus just restarting, and highlighting that some things are not changing, such as the company's core focus and values, will be critical here. Earlier I talked about flexibility, and this is just as key here. Not all your team will react in the same way, and some might have unique challenges of their own. Some might be fearful of coming back to the office because of health concerns, and others simply can't because they have no childcare. And to be honest, you will also have those who like working at home and don't want to have to spend however long on trains or planes or automobiles to commute in and out of the office. Let's be real here, some of your employees might have lost loved ones as well, and alongside everything else is just struggling with grief, even if that's not direct. You know, it's been a hell of a challenging time we've been through. A friend of mine called the reset phase a can of worms scenario. Why? Because the reality is that the deeper conversations people want to have are sometimes being hidden away and only come to the surface when a decision is made, like we are moving back to the office next week. Suddenly then an individual has to confront what they are thinking. So in the perfect world, you're going to have coaxed out all those thoughts and feelings well before any firm decisions have been made. So the next phase is about handling the new reality. The new reality phase might be some time away, and it will be here sooner for some than others, depending on where you're listening from in the world. What we're experiencing now is different from the 2008 financial crisis. We are dealing with a virus, and potentially there could be a cure or vaccine available in the not too distant future. I know there have been some great breakthroughs in the last week as I record this in July 2020. For the first time, there is a global priority to develop a vaccine, so who knows how fast this could be developed. Though I do have a big question mark on this one. I would be delighted to be proved wrong on this one though. With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the ability to lead through unsettled times is a critical skill to develop. In the past, we've written about agile leadership, and I'll drop a link in the transcript for you for this podcast, as this is something that you really need to be working on and living to be a good leader and a good manager. Now, in times of great change, it's not all doom and gloom. Here is a thought for you. What if something better could be on the horizon? Food for thought, don't you think? Now, I know I've read some things about not wanting to listen to those people who say how great lockdown's been and keeping all those positives. But you have to balance the views and do think about all the great changes that have probably come out of this, being forced into a new world. Now, if you'd like support in navigating your way through leading your team in this uncertain time, please do get in touch with me or anyone here at Excel. You can email me directly. It's tom.hallett, which is H-A-L-L-E-T, at xl-communications.com, or even simpler, hello@xl-communications.com will get you in touch with the team. And we'd love to have a chat with you, talk about any of these subjects that we cover in the podcast, and how we can help your teams develop and move on and make sure that when you reset and we move into this new normal, we come out stronger and better and our businesses all experience growth and recovery. So thanks for listening. This has been the Langrow Succeed Leadership Podcast, and please do download or stream the next episode, which will be very soon around the corner. Bye-bye.